Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio for August 31st, 2005. This episode, in anticipation of Power to the Peaceful Baby, San Francisco, Northern California, September 10th in Golden Gate Park. Cyberpunk Radio presents... In brief, Bill Moyers, secret government. In brief, a Michael Corbin intro, free will, unseen from government forces, man of God, and big fool says push on. These last two tunes and their intros and outros are from the excellent KPFA Radio Free Berkeley show called Across the Great Divide. They do not yet have a podcast, but we're hoping soon they will. Stay tuned, cats and kitties, and pow!
Get on your knees, bow before Mental Asher Bloody Media Group, the Cyberpunk Radio Submask.
In the near future, if an unnamed source actually sends me his book, we may actually be doing a book review of Cyberpunk novel. Hi! Yay! What was that all?
Unseen forces? Are we being manipulated by 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 unseen forces?
You've tuned in to MentalEsher.net, broadcasting deep from within the hills of Silicon Valley. MentalEsher.net and the Mental Escher Pluramedia Group presents...
This is Zeph Weezer from Mental Escher Pluramedia Group requesting permission for transmission.
This is Matrix Control. Permission for transmission granted.
Thank you, Matrix Control. Transmission imminent.
Are we being manipulated by unseen forces?
Pure propaganda. Pure propaganda.
When a news organization lies about someone, it is exposing that they have an agenda. It is exposing that they will lie to further the agenda. It is exposing that they will misquote and take out of context to further the agenda. 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 To further the agenda.
Manipulated by unseen forces? Are we being manipulated by unseen forces?
I listen to this for like 8 hours a day.
Are we being manipulated by unseen forces?
Magic beam.
Are we being manipulated by unseen forces? Are we being manipulated by unseen forces? Are we being manipulated by unseen forces?
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
How about if we pay some money and you just go away?
Entertainment is at the arts. A good resistor for propaganda.
Entertainment is at the arts.
Entertainment is at the arts.
Entertainment is propaganda.
Entertainment is propaganda.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The secret government is an interlocking network of official functionaries, spies, mercenaries, ex-generals, profiteers, and super patriots who, for a variety of motives, operate outside the legitimate institutions of government. Presidents have turned to them when they can't win the support of the Congress or the people, creating that unsupervised power so feared by the framers of our Constitution. Suppose the enterprise grew into a super-secret, self-financing, self-perpetuating organization. Could a president control them? And what if he became the enterprise's public enemy number one? Who would know? Who would say no?
This remains for me the heart of the matter. The men who wrote our Constitution, our basic book of rules, were concerned that power be held accountable. No party of government and no person in government, not even the president, was to pick or choose among the laws to be obeyed. But how does one branch of government blow the whistle on another? Or how do the people cry foul when their liberties are imperiled if public officials can break the rules, lie to us about it, and then wave the wand of national security to silence us? Can it happen again? You bet it can. The apparatus of secret power remains intact in a huge White House staff operating in the sanctuary of presidential privilege. George Bush has already told the National Security Council to take more responsibility for foreign policy, which can, of course, be exercised beyond public scrutiny. And a lot of people in Washington are calling for more secrecy, not less, including more covert actions. This is a system easily corrupted as the public grows indifferent again and the press is seduced or distracted. So one day, sadly, we're likely to discover once again that while freedom does have enemies in the world, it can also be undermined here at home, in the dark, by those posing as its friends.
vessels of government we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Thank you all so very much for that warm welcome. Such an honor to be here. Especially pleased to be traveling today with a great First Lady, Laura Bush.
Burning with flies, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills.
There's no finer sight, no finer sight than to see
burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues.
Here's a little quote from Cindy Sheehan. She said, "We the people have to hold George Bush accountable." She's got it exactly right. We have to make sure he answers to us. If he doesn't have to answer to Congress or the media, we will force him to answer to us. It's back to the Utah Phillips quote. The planet isn't dying, it's being murdered, and the people who are killing it have names and addresses. And maybe Congress will do something about it, and maybe the media will speak up about it, but maybe they won't. Maybe too many of them are bought out, and we have to. And so she showed up. Coming out of the Pentagon last week, there was this talk about renaming the war on terror and starting to call it something like the global war on Islamic extremism. A lot of rethinking going on. General McCaffrey went over to Iraq and basically said, we won't have the wherewithal to keep this war going. And there seems to be a lot of dissension among the ranks.
Snakeskin boots and his bulletproof vest, gang of goons and his big war chest. Fortunate son, he was doubly blessed. Corporate cronies and the chiefs of staff, bowing to the image of the golden calf. Starting up wars in the name of God's son, gonna blow us all the way to kingdom come. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the teachings of a man of God. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the preachings of a man of God. Coalition of the fearful and the judgmental, patricians, politicians, and the fundamentalists. You never have to tell them how money is spent. Never have to tell them where their freedom went. Homophobes in the high command, waiting for the rapture like it's Disneyland. Hide all the bodies from out of view, channel all the treasure to the chosen few. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the teachings of a man of God. Man of God, man of God, that ain't
Wheels are falling off this thing. It's not good. Nobody's going to win. Nobody's going to be better off after this than they were before it. Nobody, except religious fundamentalist thugs in Iraq, Iran, and elsewhere. They're going to be the big winners in all of this. Just got to face it. Meanwhile, the big fool says to push on. It's a great Pete Seeger song, but in this case, sung by Richard Schindel.
Back in 1942, I was part of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. Captain said, you gotta ford the river, that's where it all began. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the damn fool kept yelling to push on. Sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the way back to the base? Sergeant, I once crossed this river not a mile above this place. It'll be a little bit soggy, but we'll keep on slogging. We'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy as the damn fool kept yelling to push on. Captain, sir, with all this gear, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nellie, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, and a damn fool kept yelling, push on. Sudden the moon clouded over, all we heard was a gurgling cry. Seconds later the captain's helmet was all that floated by. Sergeant said, turn around men, I'm in charge here from now on. And we just made it out of the big money with the captain dead and gone. Dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place where he'd once been. For another stream had joined the muddy about a mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to get out of the big muddy when the damn fool kept yelling, push on. You might not want to draw conclusions, I leave that to yourself. Maybe you're still walking, maybe you're still talking, maybe you still got your health. But every time I hear the news, that old feeling comes back on. We're waist deep in big money, and a damn fool keeps yelling to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, we'll be drowning before too long. Neck deep in the big money, and the damn fools keep yelling to push on. Push on.
Chindel.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net. Mental-escher.net. Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net. Visit Def. Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.com.
This is Def Weezer from Mental Escher Blurry Media. Requesting permission to delay transmission.
This is Matrix Control. Permission granted. Termination of transmission.
Thank you, Matrix Control. Transmission terminating.
Welcome to Mental Escher. Greetings.
I listen to this for like 8 hours a day. It is like magic beans.
Bye bye. I must go now. Bye bye.